MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Thomas Brennan. He's CEO and co-founder of Frank. Thomas, appreciate the time this morning. July, Savings Month, and I was digging into it earlier in the week. I think it's our 24th edition of Savings Month, yet the conversation remains much the same. We're not saving enough. We can't retire, too much debt. It's almost depressing in a sense.
Agreed. The problem remains. And actually, if you read the latest statistics, we have a negative savings rate, which means people are spending more than they earn, which is a very tragic reality.
And the stark reality is, I mean, we talk around investing, we talk around savings. They serve different purposes. They are different. Investing more intimidating. Savings should be easier. It should be more familiar to us as individuals.
Agreed. But I think the reality is people have limited options. You know, you can either save with your bank account, but if you want immediate access to your money, very often, you know, your money is probably actually losing value, not only because it's not beating inflation in terms of interest, but also because some of the fees that are being deducted from your account. A lot of people are sold a free savings account, not realizing, obviously, that comes with a bank account that are fees attached. So we're trying to change that, obviously, by providing an emergency savings account, which is powered fundamentally by Allan Gray Money Market Fund, which obviously beats inflation by quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And we've also built the ability for people to be able to access their money in real time. So same day withdrawals effectively, which I think can hopefully be a game changer. So people can put their money into a safe place that is in some way separated from their bank accounts, you know, knowing that there are demands on that, but access it whenever they need.
I want to get into some of the details in a moment. You mentioned an emergency fund. That, I imagine, should be the first port of call for somebody who is starting to save.
Agreed. And I think what's important to know is that you have to fundamentally tick that box before you can think long term. Because if you're putting money into a savings or an investment vehicle thinking for the long term, but you don't have any emergency savings, when something comes around, you know, what is the behavior? People then tend to withdraw from that long term investment, which is the wrong thing to do, especially if you invested in something like, you know, an index tracking ETF or the stock market. So for everyone, it's kind of, you know, our constant advice is get under your belt 3 months worth of expenses in a easy to access emergency savings fund.
Is 3 months that magic number for somebody who's building that emergency fund?
I think it is. I mean, it's a starting point that I think, you know, should be easy enough for most people to wrap their head around. You know, really good sound advice is, you know, for somebody who's hypothetically a creative, you know, working as a videographer or photographer, you know, picking up jobs wherever they can, they'd probably want to actually move closer towards 6 to 9 months of their expenses because you've got that variable income. But for, you know, people where there is a reliable source of income, I think 3 months is a great starting point. The other thing just to mention is obviously if you make that bar too high, sometimes even that can be intimidating. Yeah. How am I ever going to be able to get, whatever, 100,000 rand in an account? Like that's almost impossible for a lot of people to contemplate. So by, you know, bringing the target a little bit lower makes it more accessible, I think, for many people.
That's actually a great point. It's the psychology of the money. And frankly, maybe, you know, target 1 month, and when you get to one, make it two, then make
it
three.
Exactly, push it out.
Yeah, push it out. It's about that, you know, to quote Nike, it's about just starting. A lot of folks will say, well, I don't have much. I got 100. I got 200 rand. It, you know, to your point, maybe I need 50 or 100. Just start is so hugely important. It will gain momentum in time.
100%. And I obviously, you know, the minimums is a critical issue and one that, you know, we try to tackle head on as Frank by removing those minimums. So, you know, if you go to Allan Gray as a retail investor, they'll ask you for 50,000 rand as an opening account balance, which very few people can afford. Whereas, you know, through Frank, you can access, which it's a quality product, the Allan Gray Money Market Fund, but you can access it from 5 rand. So I completely agree. Even if you've got 5, 10, 50, you know, start saving. It's a habit. And once you can see the benefit coming through of having a growing store of something that you can access whenever you want, I believe that's the start of good habit formation.
It is those habits. And I want to touch on that, but I want to come back to liquidity, to fees, to rates. In some sense, you know, if you were getting zero interest, that's not the end of the world, but more is better. Higher than inflation is better. But also that liquidity you spoke about, saving into an ETF is not saving, it's investing. And, you know, back in April, our market was down 20%, which meant your saving was, you need to be in the right product and it needs to give you that ability to access it quickly. And that's what you're talking around with this product.
Exactly, 100%. And so rather don't take any risk with your emergency savings and make sure that you can access it whenever you want. You know, and fundamentally, you know, we advise the money market fund because you get the high interest from Rand One mm-hmm. and you can access your money. And then investing is a different beast, right? It allows you to think longer term. It allows you to take on board a little bit of risk.
Yeah, it is a different beast. I like that. You've also, in a recent article you're writing, you found that sort of accountability, gamification, these actually help with success. And I know, and I remember way back in the day, sort of a savings club where I think there were four of us and we would each check in, did you put your whatever it was? Accountability can really, really help as long as you find the right group of people.
100%. And we're trying to like kind of build on that idea of community mm-hmm. because, you know, Stockfell coming together, encouraging each other to build that habit. I mean, you see it with exercise and the likes of applications yeah. like Strava. As a business, we've got a running club now. And it's been amazing to see people who have never run in their life starting to run regularly simply because of that sort of collective encouragement. So I think there's a lot of power in having a group of people around you. We already have something called a shared goal, which allows you to set up an investment goal, target, could be with your spouse, could be with a group of friends, whatever the case may be. But you have that collective visibility of people coming together and allowing you to kind of say, come on, you know, we can do this together. Come on, put that, you know, don't spend that cash, save yeah. it.
It's also the rewarding of the success. It's also when you're out and it's like, I don't know, one more burger, one more drink. It's like, hang on, that's, you know, 30, 50, 100 bucks that you could be saving. Gamification, is that something that you work with? I was digging around some of the sort of US apps, although they are more investment than saving, and they seem to be leaning quite big into that process.
Yeah, we are. I mean, you may be aware of some of the really alarming statistics that are coming out around online gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the tragedy in South Africa is, you know, with the really low rate of financial literacy, not really appreciating, you know, negative expected return, which is what happens with online gambling. Mm-hmm. So you're getting this rush of like, yeah, there's a possibility here that my money can win. So we are trying to leverage that. We've got a save to win opportunity in our sort of emergency savings account mm-hmm. where every month we run a lottery. And, you know, in savings month in particular, we're giving 5,000 Rand away, you know, to a lucky few people who are committed to saving. And the way it works is simply the amount of money. There's a little bit of sort of a card flipping, you know, making it fun so you can multiply the amount that you've deposited as mm-hmm. much by 10 times. So, yeah, I mean, I fully believe that, you know, we do respond to incentives. The question is, you know, how can you make those incentives meaningful,
yeah.
you know, that don't drive the wrong behavior. In fact, you want to drive the right behavior.
You mentioned online gambling. I think it's an absolute scourge on our society. I mean, part of it is because we have insane poverty in this economy, but also it is the, with respect to folks who are out there gambling, it is around that literacy, understanding the actual process. And that then comes to the point, the huge importance just around education. And you've got an academy in that regard as well, just to help people with something which, you know, you and I might think is obvious, but it's obvious to us now, but it wasn't always.
100%. And what I'm really proud about actually, and obviously using AI, which is now becoming more and more pervasive, taking that content, which is, you know, I mean, unfortunately, who wants to read a lesson online, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So you have now the tools where you can turn a lesson into a conversation between two people that really understand and trying to unpack certain concepts. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think, hopefully going to be transformative and just allowing people to learn about money in a simple way on the bus to work or in the taxi yeah. to work or in the train, where it's engaging, it's entertaining, it's tapping into what we need, which is somebody explaining financial matters in simple language that's accessible.
Yeah, this isn't rocket science, but you have to learn it. At some point, none of us knew it. We all had to learn it at some point. We'll leave it there. That's Thomas Brennan. He's CEO, co-founder. Frank, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.